We'll just send it. We'll just go.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start this thing, so
I'll just go. Roll into it.
Had an interesting conversation with my dad the other day.
How'd that go?
You know how he has unique names for things. I think I might have told you he calls his moustache a womb broom. I told you that. The other day he said he had to borrow a truck with a thieving stick. And I go, what are you talking about? A thieving stick. And he reckons a truck that has a crane on the back, he reckons that crane is called a thieving stick. Because what you can do with that truck is you can park next to people's fences and you can just thieve things from their property without having to go through the gate. And he said he needed to borrow his mate's thieving stick. I thought that was pretty good. So I like the thieving stick idea. So yeah. So how are you, Mitch?
I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I've had an echidna the other day.
Really?
Yeah, in the wild.
There you go.
Yeah, I was out walking and like there was an echidna on the track. And I was like, I expected him to like walk off. And yeah, we got up real close to him and patted him on the back. And I thought they'd be a bit spikier, but they're not. They're just like, it's like patting, remember like in the 90s when everyone had really gelled hair?
Yeah.
It's like patting your really gelled hair.
Are you sure it wasn't an echidna if it wasn't spiky? Are you sure it wasn't a possum?
No, it was an echidna.
Oh.
Definitely was.
You sure?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't be certain, but it looked like an echidna.
Yeah, it could have been a pot plant.
No, you know what it was?
What?
It was a possum with dyed tips.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It's that, you know that Guy Fieri? Have you ever seen him? No, it's the lead singer of The Offspring.
That's who he is.
In possum form. So, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Declan Holland?
What does he go by, though? Doesn't he have like a funny name?
Nah. Declan, is it Declan?
Maybe I'm thinking of a different band. No, I'm thinking of, what am I thinking of?
I have no idea what you're thinking of.
Oh, I've fully gone blank. American Idiot, Green Day. You know they all have funny names? No, that's Billy Ray Armstrong.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Ray Armstrong.
You're thinking of Billy Ray Cyrus?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I am.
Billy Joe Armstrong didn't have
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Armstrong.
No, that's Billy Joe Armstrong. Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, remember when Billy Ray and Billy Joe had a kid and it was called Billy Ray Armstrong?
So sad party, here we are.
Yeah.
Another.
He did that song, Country Idiot.
Don't want to be a country idiot. Hope you have the time of your life being an American idiot. No, that's both. They're both Green Day songs.
No, it's Hope You Know My Sister Is My Wife. That's the country. That's the country version of Tommy Life.
Anyway, so how are you?
I'm well, mate. I'm well. I'm just really enjoying this water.
Yeah, it's good water.
The coffee's kicking in. Fired up.
Good.
Water's ready for another sad party.
Need potto. Alright. Potto. And thank you for coming into my house to do another podcast.
What do we call it now? It's like a movie. Well, it's like a movie podcast now, isn't it?
I think it's just called a video.
Sad Party Experience.
Sad Party Experience. had to venture all the way out here to my off-grid shack up in the hills.
Yeah, right up in the hills.
The suburban hills, so yeah.
Mate, there's no streetlights for at least 15 metres out of your driveway.
I know, it's insane. And it can't be that far up in the hills because our power line's all underground.
Mine aren't. Ours are all...
Yeah.
You don't realise how...
power lines.
Yeah, we've got power lines, but you don't...
You got a guy who drives past every morning and just throws batteries at the front of your house.
Like, it is a weird thing because I remember when I was growing up, like, every house had power lines.
Mm.
And then... sort of nowadays, no one has power lines, but where I live in on the coast, it's like a time capsule in the 92.
It is.
And there's power lines everywhere, and you look and you think, God, that's messy. It's quite messy, power lines.
You know what's funny? When you drive down my folks' street, I never noticed this. I grew up in that street. You drive down there, and you know how most power poles will have like a street light hanging off them in suburban areas like that?
Yeah.
Every street light is different. The street's like 1.5 km long, but every street light is different. One of them, the light will be mounted to the post. The next one, it's on a pole like 6 feet out, like
up
the road. The next one is like 10 feet lower on the pole and against it. Like, it's weird. I'll get a video next time to show you.
Yeah, do a drive-by.
Yeah.
From the passenger seat, obviously.
Yes.
Because we don't break the rules here.
That's exactly right. We're law-abiding citizens. I even feel bad enough using my phone while doing the podcast, let alone while driving.
But you seem to do it all the time anyway.
Exactly. I'm just having a look to see if I've got anything good to tell you. I don't really have any good, exciting news. I know every time I see you, I ask if you've seen this preview for this movie or if you've seen this movie and this and stuff. Have you seen that they're making Bill and Ted's 3?
No. I've not seen that.
Looks like it should be good.
How did you see that?
What do you mean how?
Like, how did you come across that?
Well, I don't...
Did you Google Bill and Ted's 3? Did it...
No, I don't sleep. I don't sleep anymore. So when I'm in bed and it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, I just look things up on my phone and just...
Wait, you looked up if there's a Bill and Ted's 3?
No, I didn't just wake up at 2 in the morning and go, I wonder if there's a Bill and Ted's
1 and 2 was good. I wonder if they made a third one yet.
No, it came up as a suggested video.
On what?
My phone.
Righto. Jeez. Bite me hell.
Oh, yeah. But that looks pretty cool. So, yeah. Oh.
I feel like I was the only one to pet bat here.
What?
Having my head bitten off by you.
I was the only one. Oh. How about we do the quiz?
Go on then, do the quiz. Oh yeah,
sad party, we do the quiz.
Yeah, we've already said that. Have we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if it really matters.
No, it doesn't.
Sad party, we do the quiz. I'll say it again.
You do realise if we release these videos separate, obviously we all film them together, people are going to think we wear the same clothes all the time.
We do.
That's going to bring us a pair of
changes. I guarantee you, every single time you've seen me in the last 6 months, or many years actually, black t-shirt and hat.
That's your go-to.
It is.
We've discussed this already on the pod, but you are really...
I have not
sticking
changed...
Sticking your guns.
I haven't changed how I dress for 20 years, and I don't plan on changing for the next 20 years. Yeah.
You're going to be 80 in a nursing home, being fed through a tube, and you'll be wearing the same.
I hope so. I hope I make it to 80. If I make it to 80, I'll gladly do that.
With advances in modern medicine, there's no
reason
why...
Shut up!
Hey? Righto. 140. You get 140 out of your frame.
What were you trying to say?
I don't care.
Okay. Number one.
Do the pod.
Which country has won the Men's Hockey Champions Trophy the most times?
Australia.
That's boring hockey, not ice hockey.
Yeah, Australia.
I'll say Australia too. Australia.
Because we're the best at shit hockey.
Number two. Who starred as Julie Rafter in the TV series Packed to the Rafters? I think I know this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
You watch a lot of sitcoms though, don't you?
It's not a sitcom.
Yeah, it is. Packed to the Rafters.
It's a drama.
Is it?
Yeah. I've never watched it, but I've seen the ads.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I've no idea. Judi Dench. I don't know.
Judi Dench? No, I'm pretty sure it's Rebecca Gibney.
Oh, Gibbo.
Gibbo! Let's see. Rebecca Gibney. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't get it right.
Number three. What is the capital city of the US state of Louisiana? I think I know this one too.
Do you?
Yep.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh, New Orleans.
Is it New Orleans or is it Baton Rouge?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
I thought it was Baton Rouge, but now you
New Orleans.
Right. It might be New Orleans. Yeah.
I just think of...
Well, there's an album by the band Down called NOLA, which is N-O-L-A, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is New Orleans. I was going to go Baton Rouge.
So, oh, well, we'll see.
Baton Rouge.
Oh, well, then there you go. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think... No, well, New Orleans is in Louisiana, but it's not the capital.
No, I knew that. I just... You know why I thought that?
Why?
Because just sort of Supercross, like, I just see that there's a Supercross there. I'm like, that must be important.
Yeah, there you go.
Unfortunately, it's not as important as Moulin Rouge.
Number four. The 2013 novel Dr. Sleep is the sequel to which 1977 novel by Stephen King?
Dr. Awake.
I have no idea.
Dr. Feelgood?
1977 novel by Stephen King.
Dr. Cousin It?
I'll say sequel to The Shining, maybe? Dr. Cousin It? What? Where were you going with that?
I don't know.
I'm going to say The Shining. I think that would have been 70s.
Yeah, it feels 70s. I don't even know what other Stephen King novels there are. It is the only one I can think of. Mm. Is that Stephen King?
You know,
did he even do It? He probably didn't.
Yeah.
He did it.
I've never read any Stephen King books. I read a lot, but I've never read Stephen King books.
Oh, I haven't really read them either.
My Damo was telling me about a Stephen King book that's about time travel. It's like the only one he's done about time travel. Because I'm a dork, I reckon that sounds pretty interesting to me. So, I might have to read that one. Number four. All right, let's see what it is. The Shining. I guessed that.
You did.
That's good.
Was it Dr. Sleep?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with The Shining?
I'm not sure. Number five. In Australian, which rank in the Navy is equivalent to a brigadier? Which rank in the Navy is equivalent to a brigadier?
Bloody legend.
No.
Shit hot bloke.
Is that like...
Admiral?
Captain?
Yeah, could be captain.
No. What's... Brigadier sounds lower than captain or admiral.
Sorry to any brigadiers out there.
Rear admiral? Or is that a slang term that people use?
A rear admiral.
I don't know. I really don't know that sort of stuff. I'm...
Find a rear admiral in the bars of Brand.
Oh, God. I actually have no idea.
No, I don't know.
In the Navy. Commodore. There you go. That's known as a Commodore in the Navy and a Falcon in the Air Force.
But a VT in the streets.
Number six. The palatine bones are located in which part of the human body? Palatine. P-A-L-A-T-I-N-E.
In the face?
I think it's going to be like the roof somewhere of the mouth. Somewhere in your palate, yeah. I'm guessing that. I'm going to say in the head.
In the head or face.
Head or face. Head. Yeah, we've both got that.
Delightful. So yeah, let's think of palate.
Number seven. Which year is represented by MCLXXXIX in Roman numerals?
Oh, fuck.
MCLXXXIX.
2000 and something.
Let's say...
What was it? XXIXX?
Triple XIX. MCLXXXIX.
2011?
No, IX would be 9 at the end.
Ah.
39...
2019?
No, I think it's got a 39 in it. MCL. 2000... I'm going to say 2039.
Alright, I'll take 2009.
Oh, 1189.
Oh.
There you go. We're both stupid. I don't know enough about Roman.
We're not Romans, so that's probably why we don't really need to know them.
Good point. Number eight. Who hosted the 2019 Grammy Awards ceremony?
I'll tell you who it wasn't.
Who?
Kevin Hart.
We listened to the Joe Rogan thing today.
Listen to it today.
I'll listen to it today.
He's a very positive dude.
I really like Kevin Hart.
He's good.
I've never really had much to do with him. Have you seen the new... You're not going to have seen
this. I just want to get a photo of him while he's taking a shit.
Have you seen the new Jumanji?
Nah. Has that got The Rock in it?
Yeah. It's got Kevin Hart and The Rock, and it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually...
Actually, the old one was pretty good as well. I didn't mind
that. I like the new one much better than the old one.
Okay.
Really good.
I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah, he's good in that. But yeah, I'd never really thought about Kevin Hart that much. And then after listening to him on Rogan, I'm like, nah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
But
that's what helped me. I just know it wasn't Kevin Hart. I don't know who replaced him.
Didn't no one do it? I think it wasn't hosted by anyone. I think it was I'm pretty sure if it's the Grammys that I'm thinking of, I think it was hosted by no one. I'm going to say no one.
Yeah, I don't know either, so if...
I don't know. Alicia Keys. Sorry, Alicia Keys.
That's rough, man. I don't call Alicia Keys no one.
She annoys me anyway.
Even though she has that song, No One, No One. You know that song?
That's a song about who hosted the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, but unfortunately not.
Who's calling me?
Oh, no. You have to answer it.
Nah, it's alright. Number nine. True or false? The flag of Japan is blue and white.
False.
Yeah, it's red and white. Number 10. Which teams qualified for the final?
Did you just both give that wrong for us? You did.
Oh, I meant to give it. Because I do that so much when it's false.
Just when I answer.
Nah, for both of us.
Really, it's when I answer.
For both of us, when it's false and we get it right, I give us a zero because I'm thinking, oh, false. Number 10. Which teams qualified for the final of the 2018-2019 Big Bash League season?
Who were in the final?
Which teams qualified for the final? Yeah, so who was in the final?
You don't know this, do you?
There's cricket questions.
You need to learn cricket, man.
No, I don't.
So
I'd rather just not win the quiz.
Both the Melbourne teams, Melbourne Stars and the Melbourne Renegades.
Okay, let's see. Well, it actually says the Melbourne Renegades and the Melbourne Stars, so I don't think you should really get that one. I'll give it to you.
Did you say Renegades and the Stars? Is that what it says?
It says Melbourne Renegades, Melbourne Stars.
So, well, if my memory serves me correctly, I believe the... Oh, no, that's right, yeah. Because Melbourne Renegades finished above the Melbourne Stars.
Number 11. Suriname is situated on which continent?
Asia?
Suriname. I'm going to guess South America.
Okay, you guess that and I'll say Asia, and I'm right and you're wrong.
It's South America.
Damn it.
Alright, number 12. Which food is at the centre of traditional Indonesian tumpeng? Indonesian food called tumpeng.
Is it dog? Sorry, Jennifer. I'm going to say chicken. I have to say chicken.
Tumpeng. I'm going to say rice. I know most Asian cooking has rice. I'm going to say rice. I don't know. Nah, it might be. Otherwise, it's just...
Is it a meat? It
has to be. I don't know. It just says tumpeng.
Maybe fish. I'm going to go fish. I'm changing my answer.
I'm going rice. Let's see. Rice it is. Bonus.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I actually did okay on that one.
You did really good, but I think...
No, I didn't do really good. I did okay on that one. I got...
Right, Captain Bloody Genius.
I got 8 out of 12.
8? That's,
yeah, that's really actually good. I'm actually quite...
That's, I think that's the best you've ever done.
I think it is. And you got 4 out of 12, so...
That's probably one of the best I've done.
This has been really fun. I don't know. Have you got anything good to say? How about perhaps... Do you have any promotional products you'd like to promote at all?
I got nothing. Goodbye.
No. Well, I actually do. PSD Underwear are a proud supporter of the podcast, and they have a code Mitch2020. If you use that, Mitch, if you'd like to use that, you'd get 25% off the jocks that you buy.
That's too good to be true.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty good.
It's odd that you've got a discount code there that is my name.
I'm quite honoured that they gave me the discount code Mitch2020 to use to be able to push on all my... supporters.
It's not push, it's an assistance.
Ah, okay. And I just realised the microphone holding doodads...
Is off.
On your one, it's backwards, the mount that holds it. So we might fix that for the next one.
Yeah, you're right, because that'll change the sound quality, won't it?
Yeah, it'll sound completely different. But
maybe it'll sound good when you flip it around.
Anyway, if you'd like to use my discount code, Mitch2020, you'll get 25% off your jocks.
So that's the checkout.
That's like you buy 4 pairs, you get one pair for free. Buy 40 pairs, you get 10 pairs for free. 160 pairs, 40 pairs for free.
Yeah, that's too good to be true.
Yeah, you buy one pair of jocks, they cut the elastic off the top.
Imagine getting 40 pairs of jocks and all you have to do is buy 160. No, wait.
You'd buy
40 for free.
You'd buy 120 and get 40 pairs for free. That's pretty good.
That's excellent.
Well, actually, what you'd be doing, you'd be buying 160 pairs, but only paying for 120 pairs.
Imagine that. Imagine paying for 120 pairs of underwear.
And
all you have to do is 40 pairs for free.
Did you know they even do jocks for women?
Lady jocks.
And backpacks.
Backpacks. Yes, I do. Good. So you got a good memory.
If you'd like to get a deal, use my discount code, Mitch2020, and you'll get a kick-ass price.
You could almost fit your 40 free pairs of jocks in your backpack, and then all you have to do to get those 40 free pairs is buy 120 pairs, which is nothing.
I don't know if you'd fit 160 pairs of jocks in a backpack.
You wouldn't have to.
You 40. Could buy 12 backpacks and get 3 for free. Anyway.
What a podcast.
Yeah, this has been really fun. Or what you could do is just pull up next to the psdunderwear.com.au warehouse and reach over with your thieving stick and just steal all the jocks. Anyway, this podcast has been brought to you by Thieving Sticks. I don't know, have you got anything good to say?
Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on trucking.
All right, well, I'm going to stop recording now.
Are you?
Yeah. I actually I missed the
fingers are too fat.
I need to order
Please smash the keypad.
I'll order my special dialing wand now.